Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Phil, I'm reading and seeing that we may have some thunderstorms this afternoon and maybe even some hail. We've had some great weather in the last month or so. What's happening this afternoon that's changing?
So good morning. So today will be, for the most part, a very warm and dry day. Things are going to change very quickly, though, as we head into the afternoon hours across western New York. A strong cold front is going to be approaching from the west. We are expecting widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms along that front. Now, some of these thunderstorms are expected to be strong to severe, damaging straight-line wind gusts being the primary threat, or the lower threat of larger hail. We can't quite rule out an isolated tornado across southwestern New York.
Now, I'm looking, are we going to be getting some hail with this also?
Yes, there is a potential for larger hail, though damaging straight-line wind gusts is the primary threat with any stronger thunderstorms this afternoon.
Now, we are going from the high of 77 this morning, I gather, and what happens now with the temperatures from this point on this afternoon? Are we into fall now?
So it is looking like it is going to be a very large swing in temperatures between this afternoon and Monday afternoon as folks get ready to go back to work on Monday. We are looking at a high in the upper 70s today. Highs will be 15 to 20 degrees cooler on Monday. Like I said, this is a pretty strong cold front that we're looking at coming through today. So this more fall-like pattern, which is actually a little bit below normal with highs in the low 60s and potentially even only upper 50s as we get a little bit later into the week, we are looking at a warm-up as we get towards next weekend. So we may not be in this pattern forever, but I think we'll have a little bit more of a fall-like pattern for at least a few days here.
So it's time to get out the light jackets and be careful of the thunderstorms.
Yes, and as we get into the week today, I would even encourage folks, especially those that live in the higher terrain areas south of Buffalo, to even get ready for some frost as we go into this week. Temperatures are going to be getting pretty cool on the hilltops there.
Phil, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.